He stepped inside, flicked on the overhead lights, shut the door behind him, and scanned the room. Just one door in and out, apart from the fire exit. No windows, tiled surfaces, the only sounds, the hum of the neon lighting and the whir of the air extractor. Lines of benches with lab equipment for measuring precisely, testing. There, in their separate containers, were the ingredients for tomorrow's batches all neatly lined up for him to inspect. So, Kirsty had done one thing right. There were key things in the process that only he would ever do, at least for now. He inhaled deeply through his nose. The spice-rich mix of perfumes in this room had been a constant in his life, a never-changing backdrop to his work. Then he paused. Tonight there was an...